let's go. Ashur Shatimishi. She'ain roi limnois tama mitzvah mitzvah ne'atzmo. Tama mitzvah, we can't be make it a separate mitzvah. Okay? Now, the way it's formulated, you get the impression that it applies to mitzvahs in general. Bein aseh, bein leisaseh, and it's irrelevant, okay? But if you look at the sheirish and the whole discussion of the sheirish, it's clearly a peculiar discussion about mitzvahs leisaseh. Okay? Okay? And if that's the case, then really, what the Rav used to say over from the Zayde Rav Chaim, one of the three reasons why Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, because it's a tam hamitzvah, lemantis goes yom tzeis chomer Mitzrayim. It's not clear you can support this from what we're going to see in the Shoresh. Okay? What that? And okay. So the question is, okay, there's a Shoresh, okay? Tama mitzvah. So, you know, looking at this, one is perplexed, okay? Because mitzvahs are basically either tzivuyim and ascholos, okay? So, why would anyone fathom such a possibility that a tama mitzvah should be a mitzvah? You need a separate sheresh in order to say, oh, that's not the pshat. Okay? It's a very strange thing. And, you know, the question is, you know, what does he want here? A whole sheresh. And there's a separate sheresh in sheresh shmini that you, if the word lo in the Torah sometimes can mean a prohibition, it's a commandment, and sometimes a shlila. It's not. It's like, I did not go to the supermarket this morning, okay? That's a shlila, okay? So this, the Rambam, is clearly separate from Sheresh Shmini, correct? And Sheresh Shmini wasn't formulated yet, you know? So what's the issue over here, okay? So I want to just read the Sheresh and to see the words, and then I just, instead of doing it the way I did it over here and just laying everything out, I just want to show you and weave it into the discussion, okay? Now it says Tomim, okay? And that's the way Korach translated, or Kapo says, Yesh, okay? So what it means is there are some disparate cases, okay? So once you start with this, with the Pomim, or even more with the Yesh, okay, you see this is not like an overriding, an overall global issue, but there's a very specific issue which the Rambam is dealing with, okay? Yesh, okay? Yesh. Pomim, Yovoi, B'taimia Mitzvahs, Kimo Lavin, okay? Or kmo lavim, or Rav Korach says ke'ein lavim, okay? So you ask yourself, what does that mean, ke'ein lavim? Is it a lavim? It's not a lavim. What do you mean ke'ein lavim or kmo lavim? You know, the whole thing is almost darshei, and what he wants. V'yachshivu, okay? In here is a very important thing, we'll come back to this later. Well, Kappa points out that the Arabic over here for this word v'yachshivu, or v'efshalachshoy, is talking about a machshavah shlo nechona. Okay, But the important point over here, in the Machshava Shlo Nechona, okay, he basically is telling you one simple thing, that you could have imagined such a Machshava, but it's a mistake. Because in certain Shoshim, it says, it's like a tos, you know, you shouldn't be a das. So here he's ready to entertain this, and just says, you could have thought, he says, Efshishyashim, you could have thought of it. But it's a mistake. Okay. So we have to have an issue over here, which you could have imagined, and if you think about it seriously, it's a mistake. Okay? That's what the words seem to say. V'yachshavu bohen v'etcha lachshay shehei mechlau mashinib nimna b'nifrat. There's something which resemble lavim, and you could have had a mistaken idea to put them in your mitzvahs. But the whole discussion about lavim and the whole discussion about this pseudo-lav that's k'mor lav or k'ein lavim, it's not about mitzvah say. That's what he's talking about. And it's also not a global issue. There are a few cases. And that's what he's going to talk about. And that's what the church is focusing on. Correct? The Zeke Ainche Omru. Now he gives the examples. Okay? Now, he's going to give each example he's going to give. The Bahab counts it in his minyan mitzvahs. And this is who he's having polemics with, okay? Five examples, whatever it is, the Baha'i counts Kielu, what he calls a Tam, the Baha'i counts as a Loisa said in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay? And he's going to go through each one. And that's the whole issue. The issue is a Ke'ein Lav, a Kamo Lav, which the Ram claims the Tam, and the Baha'i counts the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Chuz and Adu, with Zechir Sisis Mitzchayim, okay? Now, and Umir Hashem will pick up, but I think now it's premature. You know, what's this? What's the do? The Behudin, Reb Shimon, of Dorish time of the Kor, or Loi Dorish time of the Kor, is that the issue over here? Okay? So, okay, now pick up. Those are the points. Okay? Vizeh. Ke'ein she'omroi, omroi means it's written in the pasuk, it was said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yuchal ba'al lo horishon asher sholcho lo shuv lekachto. Okay, mazda gushose, v'chule, and then he's skipping, and it says, v'lo yisachti es ha'oretz. Okay, so here we're going to focus on v'lo yisachti es ha'oretz, which the Baha'i counts in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Baha'i has Resh Nun Vov Lo Yucha Bai Lo Rishon and Resh Nun Zayin Lo Yisachti Es Oretz. Two separate Lav in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? Hinei Omroi, he's not pulling any rank, he's just saying Otos Shteitin Posik. That's what the Posik is talking about. Hine omroi loisachti esoretz hutam liisa mashekodim. It's an explanation, it's a reason for the isa which was mentioned before. Okay? You have a lav, and you have another lav afterwards, and which is ke'en a lav afterwards. You shouldn't interpret that it's two separate lavim, but the second lav is ke'ein lav, and it's really a tam. Okay? That's what he's saying, correct? Then he does something amazing, which, if you have your antennas up, we don't know what happened. Ki'ilu. Okay, ki'ilu. Ki'ilu yoimal. It is if the Torah is saying, ki'ato al ta'im ta'ase kein, Harry he base a kilku ba'oretz. So sachtis oretz. If you'll lo yucha ba'al rishon l'shuv l'kachti. If you do such a thing, You are maybe Kilkel Ovitz. Okay? So the words don't make any sense. What do you mean Ki'ilu? Is that what the pasuk? Is that the pshat in the pasuk? Or is that not pshat in the pasuk? That's pshat in the pasuk. It's not a Ki'ilu. And if it's Ki'ilu, what's his problem with the Ba'akas? That's not the pshat in the pasuk. Okay? It's mamish, each word says Darshani over here. Now, then he goes like this. So it means if you do X, you really, as if you do Y. Ki'ilu, ki'ilu, let's see. It's Kilu Yoima, as if the Torah says that you may be Kilkalot. Okay. So then he goes on, and he says, Ukagoin. He said, we lost after all. Ukagoin, another case. Omroi al tachalis bitchot lahaz neisa. Vle sizne ha'oretz. Okay. This is in the Halachas Gedolos in Kuf Lamed Gimel Al Tchalas Bitchalas Neisa Kuf Lamed Dal. This is not all it. Okay. She'omrei the Torah says she'omrei. Omrei is referring to the Torah. He has no raya. But this is not all it. Who tam? Ki'ilu again, ki'ilu hu yoimah shetam isa zeh, but here it's not, this is the reason of the isa, it's almost like a gezeira d'raisa, he doesn't say the kidei the first time, it's kidei shalei tizna oretz. You're protecting, you know, we protect the environment, you're protecting the, it's metaphysical pollution. Protecting the world from metaphysical pollution. Okay, we say that. Okay, that's case number two. Case number three. V'chein omroi. V'lei sitamu bohem v'nit meisem bo. Okay. This is after the discussion of the minim in the Torah. Achrei shehizke isra minim d'asurim Shenesra achiloson, v'nosan tam lezeh. V'omu, it's not kidei, but this is a definition. If you eat these mini masurim, you are lo isetamu b'achiloson. Ki'ilu, hu modia ki avera al halav hazeh tumas hanefesh. Because if you eat them, you are metamia nefesh. It's also a metaphysical pollution of man's inner self. Okay? Okay. So that is case number three. The Baha'i counts it. Okay? And the Rambam says that it's ki'ilu. And it's only kein alav. It's a tam. So how do you count it? Okay? Correct? Now, here he pulls rank and quotes a Pirushim Mekubal. Urebeya Omo B'Sifri, and he has a Sifri, as we said, that according to the Rambam, the Chassam Sifri is a Pirushim Mekubal. He has a Pirushim Mekubal over here, see, he's in better shape. Al Omroi Yis'ale Achash Kva Hikdim O Ashoro Milikach Kleife Luritseach. Okay, there's a law of Losikach Kleife Nefesh Ritseach. Vloisetame Esorets Magir Hakosuv Sheshvichas Domim Magir Hakosuv Sheshvichas Domim Metame Esorets. Okay. Shvichas domim, here's again, there's tumas olets. Killing is to betame es olets. Okay. Again, the same type of thing. But here he has a Pirush Makubo, because the author of the Sifri says, Magid HaKosu Sheshvichas Domim Metame Esoretz. Okay, another case. Hine, Kfor Hisboyer, Ki Ze Halav Hu Tam Halav HaKoidim. Okay. Lo Shudavache, because that's what the Sifri says. Magen Hakodesh, Shvitas Dom, Metames Oetz. Oh, Metames Oetz. Okay. Then he has another thing. V'chein Omroi, U'min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, V'lo Yechalel, Ho'im Chilel, O'im Yotze Chilel. If he goes out, or he stops there, then he's Machalel. Okay? Correct? So here, Ho'im Yotzechil is calling him Ozlochim. Okay? But since it's not a Sifri, it's not a Pirush Makubo, so he just quotes it, you know, because he doesn't know that he has a Pirush Makubo over here. And that's the Gemara Zvochim. On Tezayin Maraliv, Oinein Menolon, Tichsim Remitish Lo Yetze, Velo Yechalo, Ho'ache Shelo Yotzechilu.
There's no okay. Ki'ilu, there's no tam. It's much more makutzer here.
Yeah. He has a Gemara. He says, oh, yeah. And he's learning. That's what he says. L'chor, that's what he means. Then, okay, that's what he does. Okay. Those are the cases. Okay. Five cases. Three of the way he interprets a pasuk. One, a pirush of a kubo. And the other, he has a Gemara Zvachim. And that's what he has. Correct? Now, he hits the bag. Ukvato zulaseinu gam b'sherish hazeh. Okay? So the emes is this common denominator. There's a common denominator over here. That all the shloshim until now, including this one, the Bahag, is making a mistake. The first shayrish is about the Rabbanon. The second shayrish that he doesn't count he counts the S Rabbis Kibbutz Ove Aim, right? Okay. I'm assuming S Rabbis Hashemach Rabbis Tamil Chachamim. Okay. The third shayrish he counts cases of Mitzvah Shein Legistos. The fourth shayrish he counted what? He counted all those cases of Yisim Kedoshim and all the cases of Taimi Atera. And this is the fifth case. Gam, that's what it means. Gam B'Sherish Hazer. Okay? So there's a combination of all the Shoshim. One and next. Okay? Gam B'Sherish Hazer. Umono Ko Halavim Halolu Mibli Iyun. Okay? It's again, this Bli Iyun. Okay, because with Iyun, it's a machshava she'eno nechayna, and if you thought about it, the Iyun, you would have saved yourself from it. Okay? So far, okay, correct? We don't know, we don't have a clue what he's talking about. Okay? The Iyun, thus, and what happened here? And, you know, he's having polemics when he says, you could have thought what you said, but you didn't think about it seriously. Okay? The Omnom, and then he does something amazing. He moves and ups, you don't really know where this comes from. You know, this part, I don't understand it. The Omnom, Yevoish! Not only, it's before he starts off, that it's a Tol B'Shikol Adas, basically. You know, you could have imagined. It's not a Tol B'Dvar Mishnah, it's a Tol B'Shikol Adas. And if you would have thought about it seriously, oh, I thought everything's okay. Here, he's saying, you know, he should be ashamed. Okay. And he says, V'omnom yevosh misha mona v'isom, kishi ishalu he'll be ashamed if they ask him the following question. He'll be ashamed he doesn't have an answer to it. Okay? The omnum yevosh mishamona oisam kishish yishalu yishaluhu v'yoyimaloi ze halav al mahu mazir. What is it mazir? V'oz lo yiyye lo man neklal. He won't have an answer. This is all fair, we don't know the words, as they say, Yiddish ain't more klapnus mitzveta. The one word that it's completely, it's disconnected, often random thoughts. We don't know what happened over here. And then he says, Rabbi, what they call in geometry, QED, okay? Ubizeh, yisbaye bitol minyonoi. Ubizeh, mashi kivadnu, kivadnu, leba'al obisheruzeh. So I'm finished. I did my work. That's the sheresh, okay? So now, we'll start again, okay? Is this what we have, correct? This is an amazing thing, correct? Okay. Now, the truth is, I thought that like this ech mochok mimen, okay? But now I want to tell you what I think, okay? I think what happens over here, okay? The Rambam and you, so what's going on? Is it a shlila, is it a lav? What's the kilo, what happened? The Ram says that if you look at the Pshuta Shel Mikra and you read it as a person without Iyun, okay, you come to the conclusion there's another lab over here, and you come to the conclusion like the Bahag, okay? However, anyone will understand that having a lav of lisachdes oretz, that the Torah doesn't mean to have a lav, but even though the pshuto shel mikra points in the direction there's a lav, if you have this iyun, you think about it, and you have to interpret the Torah that it doesn't mean to be taken literally, but it's ki'ilu. And that's what the iyun is machayiv. That's ki'ilu. And we don't look that Torah says there's an isa to have metaphysical things, to metame your nefesh, to metame oretz, tachtiyas oretz. That's not what's going on, okay? But the Torah is explaining the Tam, okay? So he says, Ribazei Rabbisai, once the Torah is explaining a Tam, okay? Once the Torah is explaining a Tam, so that's not an Ashorah. It's a Ke'en Halav. It's Ke'en Lavin, it's K'moy Lavin, because it looks without Iyun as a bona fide as Hala. But with Iyun, it's a Tam. And that's why he says, V'yachshavu, it's a machshava, which you could have had, but it's a machshava shein l'chayr, or because l'chayr, that's the pasuk seems to be saying. Now, okay? These are the cases, and that's his issue with the Baha'i, okay? Now that we have this, okay? Let's go a step further. So that's what he's, because Ki'ilu, sometimes he interprets that it's a tam, the Torah is trying to explain what the reason for the etzim, what is the isa. And sometimes the Torah is trying to explain the kilo, it's exeret the rice, that's the knay. So he has, it's mix and match, but they're two different types of timer. Okay? Then it goes like this. The omnom, yevosh, mishemona oisom, kishiyishalu, vyoimuloi, zehalav, almahu. Almahu. Very strange. Almahu. Almahu. Almahu mazir. The oz lo yia lo ma'ane klal. What's this time? Okay. So these words, okay, an amazing thing. I found very similar words in the Arabic. You can put translate, but that's, we can translate it differently, but it's the same words in the end of the Hagdoma, okay? And I'll show you what I think it means. I'll show you that place in the Hagdoma, and then I'll tell you what I think it means, okay? In the Hagdoma, it'll save our mitzvahs. He goes like this. Be'im, towards the end of the Hagdoma, right before he talks about the discussion of the volume and whatever he's talking, before he talks about the Tanchuma, towards the end of the Hagdoma. Be'im eforish mohem dovo be'eshe askrom, he's explaining what he's doing not in the Shurashim, what he's going to do in Minyan HaMitzvahs. In certain cases, he's going to be, besides being minor in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he's going to explain something. He's going to tell you something. Beforish mem dovo be'eshe eskolom, hine aforsheyu al tzad biu Hashem. I'm going to explain what is the Isa. Biu Hashem. Kidei sheivoda hatsivoy o hashoro eize dovohu. Eize dovohu. Vze Hashem al eize dovo neema. Okay? Now, let's just keep very careful. In here, by us, the Arabic is Aleph Yud, one word, Shin Yud, another word, which means Mahu. Okay? And the same Arabic he writes in the end of Hagdoma, Kideshi Voda Tzivo Ashova, and Kapach interprets it's Mahu, which you should, because it's the same words. Okay, so it means L'cheira, and it's not like a quantum leap of faith. He's using the exact same words. He's trying to explain that we have to know not only what the Ashola is, but the Ashola has to be Ashola from something. Something you put your fingers on. And that's Mahu. Okay, if Korach here learns Ezedovahu, okay, to say that, whichever you like, but it's the same thing as the same words. Okay. And the Rambam says that here is intellectual problem. Because if you assume that the definition of a mitzvah, that it has to be oiser or machayim, mahu, something, okay? So the Rambam assumes as a double portion that this something is something tangible. He can't imagine that if a lamb needs an address, okay, then it can answer something metaphysical. And that's the Yavosh. What? The Torah is coming to prohibit metaphysical tumas oretz, gribui kilkul boilam, tumas hanefesh. You know, it borders on the absurd, and that's what he says, that it's yevosh, okay. And this, the same way he hits the Baha'i in the Hagdoma, and he says he's going to define what Issa, each Issa is, Dova, Mahu, as a proof that it's a mitzvah or an ashala. That's what he's using over here as an argument against the Baha'i, that it's not minyan mitzvahs. Okay. Here, I would say the following. That's my Mashiach. This mom is really nice, the same words, the same thing. Okay. Here, I would take issue. I would tell you that the Rambam, the Shittosai, I understand the argument. Because the Rambam in Akdoma, right after that, quotes the Tanchuma of Kol Eva Ve'eva Asei Bi Mitzvah, or Kol Yoyim V'yoyim Omer Leitase. So if the Ava is telling you Tase be mitzvah, it's something which can have addressed. Something's happening over here. You're doing something specific. It has to be different in each one. And you have to have a name and address. Okay? So the Rambam, once you can, you base it, and that's what he's basing. You base your Sefer Mitzvahs on this Medrash, okay? So then you understand they need an address. It is true that the Ramban in the Shoshim, I think it's maybe the fourth Shoresh, okay, we know going to the next Shoresh also, that he, but I think he says in the fourth Shoresh, and he says, you know what the Baha'i says, because the Baha'i says in the front of his mitzvah saseh, the East mitzvah is a kumvaseh, mitzvah saseh. He says, you know how he knows it? The Tanchuma, the Ramban says. Okay? So, if it's Tanchuma and Kohei Ve'evasi B'mitzvah says, oh, Saragam, this is in great shape. A Yevosh. The only problem is that the Baha'i in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, in his Abdoma, he quotes Rav Simloi, and he quotes the Ramach, the Shasa, the Ramach and the Shasa, but there's no mention of So to say that the Baha'i should be Yevosh if he never quoted Tanchuma, you know, and the Ram himself says that it's a drash. So I'm not sure how bad it is, okay? So that is what we have over here, okay? So now, the Shemesh Mamish reads beautifully. It's Yesh, okay? It's not a global issue. We're talking about five cases that, and you have a lav followed by another lav, and in Pshuto Shel Mikra, without Iyun, you'd assume there's one lav and another lav. However, if you're going to think about it, you can't say that. It's only a Cain lav, there's a Gemara lav, but really it's a Tam. Because you really can't imagine that it's Mahu, what it's going to Asa. And you have to therefore interpret the pasuk Shaloi Kipshu the way it would seem, but it's Ki'ilu Teira saying the Tam. And once you have this Tam, you have the whole Shikul Teira. So then you certainly can't say what the Baha'i says, and that's the Yevosh, and that's what he's doing over here. Okay? That is the thrust of his whole argument. And it's not global. Yes?
Wouldn't the better order for the Rambam have been to say the lo yevosh before? That is machriach me to say it's a tam.
No. You see, he learns that the pasuk, you can't read. He's learning that just you can't even read the pasuk, okay? See, there are two different issues. The question is, what's the pasuk telling you? Not to do this, not to do that. It says,
if you have metaphysical isurim, so the pasuk might be saying a metaphysical isur. And then he says, no, there's no such thing, so he mail it, it has to be a tam.
First of all, hello, okay. With the Pirush Makubal, he's okay, you know, that you're okay with, right? With the Gemara Tzvachim, you're okay with, correct? Okay?
Why didn't he start in Pirush Makubal?
What? You know, he's very strict, he starts, okay?
Could be the paradigm, it'd be a strong way
you
to start.
You see, I'll tell you something. You're right and you're wrong, okay? What he wants to say is you could imagine someone saying like that, okay? But I disagree. And that's what he's setting up before. He says, V'yachshuv. Okay? And then he says, he sets up the thing, it's like, you know, he's not bringing in all the ammunition, and that's why he says Riachshibu. However, when he gets to the end and he throws in the last point, then it's already Yevosh. And then he can't imagine someone saying something different. So, would you write? That's the way he does it. He says, I could imagine someone saying something different. And then he says, no, Yevosh. See, he says, and that's what he's able to say, that, you know, I happen to say differently, okay? It's ki'ilu, okay? But, you know what I say? But it's bli'iyum, because it's yevosh. No, see, he says bli'iyum, period. He says bli'iyum, you wouldn't say it like that. Then he says yevosh, and that's the final makor patish. Okay? So it's mamish, what I thought, when I started looking at this and trying to make this out, it's echmul chaytim many. It's mamish gavaldik. It's a very simple shirish, and it's basically the sequel of his simple hasogis on the halachas of those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll see in the next shirish. He says he doesn't know anyone who disagrees with it. Okay, we'll see about that. Okay, so it's like gam 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 gam, and here. The truth is, there's a very important thing going on here, because this is really a rider to Sherish Bey's, to some extent. Because Sherish Bey says, mitzvahs are pshuta shel mikra, or pirush makubal. And he was trying to say that you can't always take the pshuta shel mikra literally and make a mitzvah, but if the hechach, in understanding the general context of the pasuk, and what's going on, you shouldn't do that. Okay? So that's mamish v'al, it's mamish the beginning. And it's nothing to do, because you see in Cherish Chesed, clearly it's a shlila or an ashova. So you don't count a shlila. Here, the pshuto shel mikra says it's an ashova. And in the kiilu, because of the iyun, you're going to say it differently.
So what's Pshuto Shel Mikra?
See, I'm not sure if really the Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's what I'm just saying, you know, it's almost like he would say like the Karaites would interpret it like that if you read it, you know, just the way the words say, but here you can't do that. In other words, you can, the context can tell you to read the pasuk in a different way.
But the reason you can't do that is because you have an assumption with no base except the Sifri that an Asara has to be something specific, not metaphysical.
Yeah, you know, I understand what he's doing. And then he says, boom! And that's because he defines with, and I didn't say without the volume, you know, he doesn't, and he assumes in the Agdomo, like his little portion, that's what he assumes all about. Okay? And he hasn't even, the amazing thing is, if you want to be honest with yourself, he quotes this idea that mitzvahs have to be al ma mahu even before he quotes the Tanchuma. He quotes Tanchuma afterwards. I use the Tanchuma as a sad for it, but you can't say he's basing it on it. In other words, he also feels that that's what mitzvah is all about.
It's all proof by assumption.
Yes, correct. Okay. Now, we want to close up a little bit here now. So then, you open the Gemara Sanhedrin. You have a question. You know, the Ramban makes a big deal about this. You know, what's going on here? Okay. So I want to say one thing. Okay. I want to try to make the whole thing simple and not get involved in the whole thing. I think the whole thing is very simple over here. Basically, in Chafalof and Zvochim, there are three Tanoim. One Tana says that a melech it's a very interesting thing, you know. Here says Liabul and Mashim for Yosu Levovin. Okay? Keep in mind the Bahag does not count another Lav called Yosu Levovin. Okay? So I guess the Bahag agrees that it's a town, whatever it is. But there's no discussion about this over here, as you understand yourself. Because the issue is of Yesh that became Avim and the Bahag counts of Minyan Mitzvahs. And I say no. But this, everyone agrees. Okay? So comes the Tana Kama and says that they're awesome. Okay? In Yud Ches Noshim. Yud Ches Noshim, more than Yud Ches Noshim is a problem. Liabul Noshim. Then comes Tan Tanoim and says, "You know something? You only allowed Yud Ches Noshim if they're not Mesilas." Okay. And this Gemara talk. Then the Gemara's the third Tana. You know, one whatever. Okay. And then the Gemara has a discussion with Yehuda Shimon. Of whether Dorish time of the call or not. Okay? So I want to tell you something. Dorish time of the call doesn't mean whether you can interpret the second lav as a tam. Okay? The question is, you Dorish the tam. And that the tam could come and modify the lav before and tell you that the lav of Yud Ches Noshim is even the Geya, even if it hasn't gone over Yud Ches Noshim, but it's Mesilas. Okay. Or, for example, the more quotes of Rav Shimon Yehuda, Badrosh Lekavitz, it says, Amono. Amono, Leisachbo, Begir Amono. Okay. So, one time it says, okay. So, the question, Dorish time to call, Dorish time to call. Should you say that a Amona Ashira, you're allowed to imashkin? Okay. So, what's Dorish time to call we are doing? The time of the call is coming to be modifying the lab. And that the lav doesn't apply to Ramon Ashira. Okay? That's the issue of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, or the Dorish time of the call, or the Dorish time of the call. Okay? But that there might be psukim which are clearly timing, that was never an issue. Not at all. Okay? Rabbi Isai, the Rambam passes at the Tana Kama. It means that the psukim have time, and you're not counting them in your mitzvah. The Ram doesn't count lo yosel, but it's not dorish time of the call. The tam cannot in any way modify the law. Aye, you ask a question and read the Ram. Let's read the Ram, okay? Let's read the Ram. Thank you. Hilchos Melachim. Ram says, I. But he says, Motze Eitzel Yishe Tomid, Shema, I'll keep me chelcha, chelcha, I'll so as libo hik pi de tera. Shema, will you also love over? So Ram says, what are it's meaningful? So everything I said, doesn't make any sense. Okay. So I want to do, we just sit over here and let's sit and read the Rambam and show you this clown of Shem Rambam, okay? And I think it's so obvious that you can't say it differently. Perek Gimel of Hilchos Melachim. Lo yar b'lo noshim. Mipi Shmuel omdu שהוא לוקח עד 18 נושים, בין הנושים מהם פילק שמה כל 18. ומה הוא עושה אחר? הוא בוא לו, לוקח. פיר. הלוך הגימו. ולא יעבי לו סוסי. אלא כדי מרכבתו. He needs a chariot, a king's chariot. Afilu sus echod ponui liyos rotz lefonov keder shoyis in sham alochim also. Okay, now he's explaining the liyavli sus, correct? Vim hoisif like ya. Halacha dalit. V'liyavli kesef zov lo aniach beginozov. All his goyis boy, all his noise boy, he shouldn't try, you know, to put away and show how rich he is. His noise boy, his goyis boy. El kidei sheiten lecheilois sheloi ulavodav l'shamosho. In order to support his entourage and his soldiers. V'chol kesev v'zov sheyabe li'otza Beis Hashem, b'liyis shomuchon l'tzok ha'tzibu l'lachamtem ha'ri zeh mitzvah l'haboyse. V'ein osa el l'haboyse l'atzmoy b'beis genozov shenemu l'yabu. Another laugh, l'yabu l'kezv ezov v'im hirba loike. Okay. So he mentions noshim, laugh, hirba loike. Then he mentions sus, hirba loike. Then he mentions kezv ezov. Halacha hei. Hamelech also lishtais derech shikus. Shnema el al limalochim shisu yayin. Okay. It's a posik divi kabo. El yiyo oisek batero ubitzochi Yisrael. B'yoyim uvolayla. Shnema vohoi se'imo v'kol boi kol yimei chayav. The Hoyes Imo, the call the boy boy Home Chayov, he's going back to what he talked about in Pasuk Aleph. Be'eshi Yeshiva Melech Akisim Achusa, Ekleis Leisefa Teira Lishmoi. Yes, I'll say for Shinochova Magio Bechule. So that's Be'eshi, the Schola to Beskut, whoever used to say, you know, say, for his uncle Beskut. That it's the Mashiach of Melech is Mechayev certain dinim. V'hoye ki eish ha-kisim lachtay is because of the Sefer Torah. That's the Sefer Torah. See, he says, the Sefer Torah is not a dinim ksivo, and not only is you constantly involved with it, it has to somehow permeate his personality. And that's what he's going back to Aloch Aleph over here. Amelech osa lishteis derech shikus b'chulei. Okay, that's halacha hei. Now halacha vav. V'chein lo yishotuk b'noshi. The lo yishotuk b'noshi is v'chein on what's happened before. It's part of being dovek b'teira, and you see it very clearly. And it has nothing to do with anything we're talking about before. Afil lo yishotuk b'noshi el achas lo yia motzi etzlo tomit kishana tipshim. Shinema al titem anoshim chelicho. It's a possible different Kabbalah. It has nothing to do with Allah in the Torah. Then he says, Ala sovas libo hikpida Torah shnemu yosa levovoi. Okay. Shelibo hu lei kol kahal Yisrael lefikoch dovkoi hakosu batera. Yosef Mishah Ha'om Shnei Mekoyi Mechayu. So this is going back on Torah. It's not that the Lav Lo Yosel is coming. It's a very strange thing. The Lav did an amazing thing. Okay. The Torah said it's a Tam for Ribui Noshim, right? Correct? But it doesn't change that. Doesn't change anything. Okay? But since the Torah says this, okay, he feels he has the right that there's an Indian the Torah doesn't want Hasoas Liboy. So he used this to Mephorosh Dibbe Kabbalah of El Noshin L'Kidni Chalich, which is by everyone. So he says it's a separate Indian, this Dibbe Kabbalah by Melech. It's an amazing, amazing thing. But it's nothing to do with the Gemara.
This is his Kiddush, it's not anywhere else.
I don't know. Okay, you have to look at this, we can work on this. My issue over here for the Shoshim is not to tell you, you know, the Makkudis, it's not the game, but this is, what he's doing is, the time of the call, which the Gemara is talking about, of that the Tam is modifying, saying what the Pshat and the Lav is limiting it, or expanding it, or whatever. That's not what the Ram is talking about. The Ram is very careful, and the whole Seder says that it has nothing to do with it. A separate issue. How the Rambam does this? Why he does this? How can be Tam on one thing and you can use it to Mephorosh Dibbe Kabbalah and it's going on the Sefer Torah and saying that's the Shaliboy Lev Klayus of Tamish against the Hoshi Kotev? But that is not what I wanted. Okay? And Mirz Hashem, I just wanted to tell you something, okay? Yeah. Well, Mirz Hashem will start Mirz Hashem Shurish and Shishi next week. And you see in Shurish Shishi an amazing thing. You see what the Rambam developed over here, that in Ashorah, or we had Nagdomo, or mitzvah has to be on Mahu, on something. Okay? Okay. What the Rambam is going to do in the next Shurish, and this after he developed this idea, this is really Hakdama to the next Shurish, and the Rambam is going to define what the Dover is, but not really what the Dover is. Maybe there's something more than the Dover that's necessary, or something more that could be used to define what a mitzvah is. And that's what Shurish Shishi is going to be about. Okay? And that Shurish, the Rambam says, no one disagrees with, and that's a musician next week. Okay, that's law.
I have any, right? Yeah, from the cemetery.